today?
My mom's not here. It's Nigda.
Well, so only me, Alora, is here. And today I'm going to read you Peach Boy. Peach Boy. Once upon a time there lived in Japan a kind old man and his wife. They were very lonely. And the man was a woodcutter. He and his wife were very sad and lonely because they had no children. One day the man went into the mountains to cut firewood. The woman went to the river to wash clothes. No sooner had the old woman begun her washing than she was very surprised because there's a big peach floating down the river. It was the biggest peach she'd ever seen in all her life. She pulled the peach out of the river and decided to take it home and share it with the old man for their supper that night. Late in the afternoon, the old man came home. The old woman said to him, "Look what a wonderful peach I found for my supper." The old man said it was truly beautiful peach. He was very hungry and said, "Let's divide it and eat it right away." So the old woman brought a big knife from the kitchen and got ready to cut the peach in half. But then a human voice called out from inside the peach.
"Don't cut me," cried the voice.
Suddenly, the peach split open, and a beautiful baby boy jumped out of the peach. The old man and woman were astonished, but the baby said, "Don't be afraid. The God of heaven saw how lonely you were without any children, so he sent me to be your son." The old man and woman were very, very happy. And they took the baby to be their son. Since he was born from a peach, they named him Momotaro, which means peach boy in Japanese. They loved Momotaro so very much and raised him to be a fine boy. When Momotaro was 15 years old, he said to his mother and father, "You have always been very kind to me. Now I'm grown, and I must do something to help our land. In a distant part of the sea, an island named Ogre Island, many wicked ogres live there. They often come here and do bad things like carrying people away and stealing our things. So I'm going to Ogre Island to fight them and bring back the treasures that they have stolen. Please let me do this." Momotaro's mother and father were very surprised to hear this. They were also very proud of Momotaro for wanting to help other people. So they helped Momotaro get ready for his journey to Ogre Island. The old man gave him a sword and some armor. And the old woman fixed him a good lunch of millet dumplings. Then Momotaro began his journey, promising his parents
that he would be home very, very soon. Mama Taro went walking toward the sea. It was a long way. As he went along, he met a brown dog. The dog growled really loudly at Mama Taro. And he was about to bite him, but Mama Taro gave him one of his millet dumplings. He told the dog that he was going along to fight the ogres on Ogre Island. So the brown dog said he would go along too to help Mama Taro. Mama Taro and the brown dog kept on walking, and soon they met a monkey. The monkey and the dog started to have a fight, but Mama Taro told the monkey that they were going to fight the ogres on Ogre Island, not each other. Then the monkey asked if he could go with them. So Mama Taro gave the monkey a dumpling and let him join them. Mama Taro, the brown dog, and the monkey kept on walking, and soon they met a pheasant. The dog, the monkey, and the pheasant were about to start fighting. And Mama Taro told the pheasant they were going to fight the ogres on Ogre Island. And the pheasant asked if he could go too. So Mama Taro gave the pheasant a dumpling and told him he could come along with them. So with Mama Taro as their general, the brown dog and the monkey and the pheasant, who usually all hated each other, became great and faithful friends. They walked a long, long way and finally reached sea. There, they built a boat and sailed across the sea to Ogre Island. When they came within the sight of the island, they could see that the ogres had a very strong fort there. And there were many, many ogres. Some of them were red, some of them were blue, and the rest were black. First, the pheasant flew over the walls of the fort and began to peck at the ogre's head. The ogres tried to hit the pheasant with their clubs, but he was too quick and dodged their blows. While the ogres weren't looking, the monkey slipped into the fort and opened the gate. Then Mama Taro and the monkey slipped into the fort and opened the gate. And then Mama Taro and the brown dog rushed into the fort. It was a terrible battle. The pheasant pecked at the heads of the wicked ogres. The monkey clawed at them with his nails. The brown dog bit them with his teeth, and Mama Taro cut them with his sword. At last, the ogres were completely defeated. They bowed down before Mama Taro. And they promised never to do wicked things again. Then they brought Mama Taro all the treasure that they had stolen. Mama Taro brought all the treasure back to the island.
There was the most treasure that you could imagine. You don't even know how much.
There was gold and silver and all sorts of wonderful things. Many, many precious jewels. Mama Taro and his three friends carried all of this back in their boat, and they put the treasure in a car and traveled throughout the land, returning to people all the treasure that the ogres had stolen. Finally, Mama Taro returned to his own home. How happy his father and mother were to see him. They were very rich now with the remaining treasure that Mama Taro had brought back. They all lived together very